made you interested in studying asthma in children in Nogales and Tucson?
There have been reports in the past of interesting relations between asthma rates, asthma prevalence, and the timing of the arrival in the United States of Mexican-American children. Those who were brought here to the United States when they were very young, meaning in the first years of life, had the same amount of asthma as their corresponding white or Caucasian peers. But the older they arrived in the United States, the less asthma they had. And what we started finding out is that there could be factors in Mexico that protect the children against the development of asthma. And together with that, a lot of data came out, the so-called hygiene hypothesis, which is the more exposed you are to protective bacteria in early life through farms and dogs and other children and going to daycare, the less asthma you're going to have.
So some bacteria is actually good for you.
Yes. Our hypothesis is that we have so much asthma today because we have become too aseptic. Like that's the hypothesis. I mean, we don't allow our children in the first year of life to be exposed to the bacteria that will train their immune system to understand what is good and what is evil out there. It's as necessary to encounter bacteria as it is to fall when you're learning how to walk. It's the same. There's no life without risk. And eliminating risk has been very good because we have decreased infection, which is very important, but we have also decreased the positive influence of the good bacteria on the development of the immune system.
Now, the study that you're starting right now, tell me more about how you're setting that up.
The way we're going to do it is we're going to start doing pregnancy. We're going to contact mothers during their 28th week checkup. We're going to propose to study them and their children. And we're going to go to their homes and take samples of water and dust in their homes to see what inhabits in that dust and in that water. What kind of bacteria are there? And then we're going to continue following them, this dyad, as we call it, these two persons, mother and child, up to the age of two.
So you're going to compare what you find with the mothers and children in Nogales to the mothers and children in Tucson.
Yes, exactly. We're going to really try to understand what are the protective factors for these children in Nogales. And therefore, the ultimate goal is if we could develop therapies that imitate this protection, that's what we aim at. And then developing therapy, you don't need to be poor to be protected is our motto. Perhaps there are ways in which we can imitate nature, imitate what is going on in Nogales by developing drugs that are based on some of the bacteria and bacterial products that these children are exposed to.
Does it worry you that kind of during the last year, there's been a real rise in sanitizing every surface?
I am extremely worried. As we say in Spanish, bread for today and famine for tomorrow. I mean, these kids are not exposed to anything right now. It's going to be very interesting because this generation is going to be spared from infection at the very beginning, but may have a significant increase in chronic disease, particularly asthma, later in life.
Fernando Martinez, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Okay, thank you very much.